We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Week 6 in the NFL, week 6 in your fantasy leagues. I'm Bart Winkler, that is Toby Altizer. The segment brought to you by Toby's friends at Sprinkler Fitters. Local 183, they're hiring for apprenticeships with competitive training, insurance, and benefit packages, plus advancement opportunities. Go to sprinklerfitters183.org. Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. He joins us Thursdays at this time to give you fantasy advice. Pretty simple. You can tweet in your questions. You can give him a call, 414-799-1250, and we'll get you on with Kevin. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm not doing too bad, Bart. How are things going in Milwaukee?
Oh, you had to ask, huh?
I know.
I'm doing a little bit better in terms of where my level is as a sports fan because thank God the USA won last night over Costa Rica.
Yes, and at least you guys have basketball right around the corner, so that should go ahead and kind of ease some pain right there for you guys.
I don't know if you saw any highlights from last night's Bucks preseason game, but Giannis, I don't know where it came from, but he's making jump shots. He looks pretty good, man.
Yeah, I just had a fantasy draft, and I think he went for the most money. It was either him or Jokic, which makes total sense to me, given the fact that both those guys probably haven't reached their peak because they're so young. So, yeah, that's a good point that fantasy basketball is going on right now, and the NHL started as well. So it's a really good sports time of the year.
You can check it all out, rotowire.com. Let's get into a tweet. This tweet, it does not have the hashtag Ask Kevin, but I did see it, so I'll give Scooter some love here. 1 point PPR. He needs to bench one of these guys. AJ Brown, DK Metcalf, Chris Godwin, Jamar Chase, Robert Woods.
My gosh. So you could play four wide, well, I guess it makes sense. Start three wide receivers in a flex or two wide receivers and two flexes. Out of those guys, if I have to bench one, it's going to be A.J. Brown. I mean, what has A.J. Brown done this year? Go take a look at the box scores. His best game, I believe, was week one, 49 receiving yards and a touchdown. I mean, that's not really going to get it done for a guy that you took probably in the second round. Plus, he's got to go against Kadavious White for the Buffalo Bills. We saw him have a good game against Tyreek Hill Monday night. So A.J. Brown's an easy sit out of those guys.
Go to the phone, 799-1250. Tom is in Franklin. Tom, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Kevin, it's non-PPR. I need one of these two, either Michael Pittman or Darren Waller, and I'm not sure if Waller is injured or not.
Yeah, Waller is banged up, but for a lot of these guys, they're going to have limited practices or sit out of practices, especially this time of year going forward. So as long as he's okay, I would still go with Waller. Pittman's having a nice season for the Colts. They get the Houston Texans, who have not been very good. But as long as Waller's out there, and I would expect him to be, always watch Friday practice. If he's out there practicing tomorrow, he should be just fine. But I would go with Waller over Pittman.
All right, this one is from the Digital Ninja. And he wants to know, he's got a sit one, PPR running back, sit one, Fournette, Moss, James Robinson, or Williams, Damian Williams out of Chicago?
I'm going to say Damian Williams. You know, he's dealing, and I know he was great last week, but Fournette's come on. Moss has been fantastic, and James Robinson's been fantastic as of late. But my problem with Damian Williams is he is banged up, and if you go ahead and take a look at what happened last week, Khalil Herbert, a rookie, a sixth-round rookie, got almost as many touches as Damian Williams did. So it would not surprise me if Herbert, just based upon the injury to Damian Williams, gets more touches this week. So right now I'm going to say sit Damian Williams.
Alex, standard scoring, Terry McLaurin or Mike Williams?
Oh, gosh. Must be a nice to have this problem. I think you have to go with McLaurin because the Kansas City defense is horrible. Real-time points, they've allowed 29 real points to every single team at least so far this season. So I'm going with McLaurin over Williams, a little bit tougher matchup for Williams.
Let's get out to Shannon in Muskego, 414-799-1250. You can get your question in, Shannon.
Chad.
Oh, Chad?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
That's close.
That's all right. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Anyway,
hey,
I have a dynasty half PPR question. I have the opportunity to acquire either A.J. Brown, Calvin Ridley, or Stephon Diggs, and I'm curious which one of those three is the best option.
Gosh, take a look at their ages. I believe Diggs is the oldest, so I might hesitate on him. I think they're all in pretty much the same level. I think that Brown might be a bit younger. I mean, if they're all the same age, it's probably Diggs or Ridley for me. And I know Ridley has not been good so far this season. But take a look at their ages. If Brown's the youngest, is in by a couple of years, I don't know right off the top of my head. I might go with him over Ridley, but it's Ridley or Brown, given the fact that I think Diggs is like 27, and I think those guys are a little bit younger. That, and then in Dynasty, always take a look at what the ages of those guys are, just because Diggs in a few years isn't going to be the exact same player he is now. Not to say that he can't play for another 4 or 5 years at a very high level, but you might get 8 or 9 out of those other guys.
All right, let's get a tweet here from Josh. Start one PPR, Tony Pollard, Javonte Williams.
Pollard for me, Javonte Williams. He's close, but Melvin Gordon, I think, has actually been a little bit better from a fantasy standpoint. Pollard's looked fantastic, so I would go with him.
The head dog wants to know, in a PPR league, Damian Harris, Tony Pollard, or McKissick?
I'm going to say Harris. Just watch. He had a good game last week, but he's been a little bit banged up. I like that matchup at home with Dallas, so I would go with Harris. Just watch the injury report.
This is from Amy, she's been so devastated about the Brewers' loss. I think she finally got out of bed to send this. Needs to bench one, Mike Williams, Adam Thielen, or Hollywood Brown?
Again, I'm going to say Mike Williams with this. Hollywood Brown, we saw what a great game he had the other night. Baltimore's at home. Thielen, not big yardage so far, but he's been a good red zone target. So I am going to go ahead and say sit Mike Williams again.
Well, Hollywood Brown's on my crap list right now.
After Monday night?
No, Bart Scott was ripping on him, saying he wouldn't be a starter anywhere. And Hollywood Brown quote tweeted a video and said, "His name Bart, what you expect?" So I don't know.
You have to admit that's kind of funny. So.
Well, yeah, Bart is a very weird. It's more of a noise than a name, but here we are.
It's kind of like Butch.
Yeah. No. Shut up. John's on the east side. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, Bart. Good morning, Kevin. PPR question, running back. It's going to be either Zach Moss or A.J. Dillon. Which one of the two would you say?
Yeah, and I know Dillon's doing a little bit better as of late, but Moss has been super consistent. I would go ahead and stick with Zach Moss over Dillon.
All right, let's get out to Vincent on the north side. Vincent, what's up?
Good morning, guys. I have a wide receiver question. I need one PPR league, Jacob Myers of New England or CeeDee Lamb from Dallas?
Yeah, definitely CeeDee Lamb. That's going to be the answer each and every week. Just has a much, much higher ceiling than Jacoby Myers. And I thought actually Myers would have been much better as of to this point of the season, but has not. I mean, he's basically their number one guy, but CeeDee Lamb, sky's the limit for him. Any given day, he can go for well over 100 yards and a couple touchdowns. So go with CeeDee Lamb.
Chris on Twitter, who does he pick up off waivers? Darrell Williams, Giovanni Bernard, or Jerick McKinnon is getting some run in KC all of a sudden.
Yeah, so McKinnon, though, should be the backup to Darrell Williams. So the answer for me is going to be Darrell Williams because he's going to handle the rushing down, the early down stuff. McKinnon will kind of be the change of pace guy. At least that's what I think. So I'm going to say Darrell Williams would be out of those three, the guys that you would want to pick up on waivers this week.
Let's talk to Nino, who is in Brown Deer. Nino, 414-799-1250.
Hey, guys. Good morning. A quick question on my flex spot, half-point PPR. Fournette, Pittman, T. Higgins, or Hollywood Brown? Thanks, guys.
Higgins and Brown. Now, here's the tough thing. Is the Chargers' corners are tough. I don't think Marquise Brown's going to have anywhere near the game that he had on Monday night. T. Higgins is interesting, too, but you still have Tyler Boyd there. You got Jamar Chase. It's really tough to figure out which of those three receivers week in and week out is going to have a big game. I will say this, though. Fournette plays for arguably the best offense and is getting a lot of run. They do not trust Ronald Jones. So I would go with Leonard Fournette tonight at the Eagles.
See, Giovanni Bernard's a guy that I made sure I drafted in, like, the last round of all my drafts. But then I ended up cutting him, and now he's finally getting a little bit of that run. But they must really hate Ronald Jones, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he gets in and out of Arian's doghouse. The nice thing about Bernard is he's healthy now. But Jonesy, I mean, he's shown, you know, some potential, but then he fumbles or he doesn't pick up a blitz assignment. So that's just not going to, especially on a team that's laden with veterans, and you got to keep Tom Brady upright, that's not going to fly. So Fournette's kind of been their main guy as of late, with Gio going ahead and getting some change of pace, third down work.
I've been on a real bad streak on the daily fantasy. So anybody you like tonight outside of Fournette?
Gosh. I like Chris Godwin just as a contrarian play because we saw Antonio Brown and Mike Evans get into the end zone this last week. So I think kind of this is a Godwin week because I think Brady's trying to keep all these guys as happy as possible. It also wouldn't surprise me if we finally see Cam break it into the end zone just because there's no Rob Gronkowski and he's kind of the main pass catching tight end over O.J. Howard. He's another guy like Zach Ertz as well. I mean, Dallas Goedert, they haven't completely ruled him out, but he's on the COVID list, and he's going to have to do a lot to go ahead and be eligible to play. So Zach Ertz would be another guy I would take a look at.
Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. Tell us the deets.
Yeah, rotowire.com/free to sign up for your free 10-day trial. As I said, hockey's already begun. Basketball will start next week. There's a lot of different sports, all kinds of content. We're already talking about baseball for next season, believe it or not, and talking about the playoffs. So rotowire.com/free to sign up for your free 10-day trial. And if we didn't get to your question, hit me up on Twitter at KCPayne26. Just be a little patient. I'm out of town again this weekend, Bart. We're going to Pittsburgh this weekend.
Oh, for another tournament?
Yep.
Ugh. I'm just going to make sure my kid, like, is good at esports. So all the tournaments, he can just sit in his room.
Yeah, or a chess player or something like that. Yeah, don't let him get into soccer or baseball. Hockey's just as bad. Yeah, don't let him get into any of those sports.
Kevin Payne, thank you. We'll talk next week, buddy.
Okay, well, see you later, Bart.
Kevin Payne, the great Kevin Payne. KCPayne26 on Twitter. And you can check out his work, rotowire.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.